Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Okay, we are now live and on air. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to today's show or also calling in. This is your host, Reverend Adam. As of right now, I am on my own with the show today. We will be getting two callers as usual. We're going to take one question per caller. One-part questions only, please. Once more, I repeat that. One question per caller, one-part questions only. We're going to go ahead and answer these questions today on any topic in your life of your choosing. So please have your questions ready when we bring you on air. We're going to ask you to state your name, where you're calling from, and to go right into your question. Also, before we begin today, we're going to do a short commercial for the website where you can receive all of the services on a private basis. Once more, the name of that website is howpsychic.com. The link to the site is in the show description page. All right, we're going to begin now to take our callers for today. And also, as a brief reminder, if you have already been taken live and on air, after you have been taken live and on air, you're going to go ahead and push the number one once more on your touch tone phone. After you have had your question answered, this will unraise your hand from the queue. Thank you. First caller for today is area code 775. First three digits are 762. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California. And I am 67. How long will I be able to push out starting my Social Security? I'm hoping at least a year or more.
Okay, let me see here. I believe we've had you on air before, have we not?
Yes,
Yeah, what I'm getting is the same answer as before, hon. You're going to have more than enough time. Okay?
Oh, well, okay. I'm not sure what that means.
I believe that you will get that year. All right? But there is alignment for other stuff going on right now that's going to come in.
Okay. So I'm not sure. Did you say it'll be at least a year?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to go ahead and take our next customer now. Once more, if you have been taken live and on air, please push the number one on your touch-tone phone. Next caller today is area code 865. 999 are your first three digits, okay? Once more, that's 865-999. I'm trying to bring you on air right now. Hold on. All right, caller, hello. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend Adam. This is Lynn, California.
Yes, Yes. How can I help you today?
I see love coming in for me.
All right. Give me one moment, please.
Thank you.
More than welcome. Okay, so the first thing that I am getting is a big fat yes, but there is another message attached to this one for you, okay? Right now, I feel that the universe is trying to let you know it's about working on your inner self. It's about working on raising your vibrations at the moment, and it's all about that reflection and inner healing. The more you do that, the closer we get to this love coming in as being substantial and long-lasting, permanent, okay? Also, it's about not settling for anything less than what you truly want or desire, knowing that if you want to manifest love in your life, you must match the same love vibrationally with the energy that you are putting out or that you are sending out, okay? So if we have fear that we will not succeed, then we will not succeed because we're putting out the energy of fear. Remember, you are strong, you are beautiful, you are loved, and you are loving. You will have that energy in your life. I'm feeling that love is coming very shortly. We're looking at next month even, okay? So September...
Oh.
You know, was a time for you, and then next month it's going to be a time. It's all wrapped in the one. These last few months and this next month coming are all very pivotal times for you energetically, okay? But
okay.
Remember, sometimes when we're so guarded and we keep that guard up, we don't allow any opportunities to come through, no matter how pure they may be, okay? So keep your eyes peeled. It's coming. But also work on yourself at the moment. We all need to be focused at this time due to the energetic shifts of the universe. And for those of us that are waking up, okay, right now it is a very pivotal time for self-mastery. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much, Reverend Adam.
You're more than welcome.
Blessings.
Thank you. Many blessings to you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, remember, if you have been taken live and on air, please push the number 1 on your touch tone phone, as this will let us know you have already been taken on air. Okay? Now, our next caller today should be area code 415. First 3 digits are 416. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Anne from California, and my question is about new career and a new money coming in from new avenues.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Let me see here for you. I'm actually getting movement happening with this very quickly now. We're looking at a 2 to 3 week time period, okay? So maybe not as quick as we would like, because we would all like that to have happened yesterday. But I'm feeling this timeline as a good, adequate timeline, because it's in alignment with what is meant to happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't meant to happen beforehand, because if it did, it wouldn't be the same quality or as good as if it happens in this now current timeline, okay?
Right.
Right now, it's all about adjustment. What I'm seeing here is problems in the past with career and coworkers, and not being able to feel like you've been valued or you have been able to receive your full value. Okay, I'm feeling what is coming will provide the difference. So say you didn't have that before, you didn't have that sense of peace and cooperativeness before, now you're going to gain that in this new timeline, okay? But remember, keep the beat, meaning keep yourself out there, keep everything going, anything that you're doing, because we have to continue to keep that energy fresh. If we sit back, it becomes stagnant, and that can avert everything. Okay?
Right. Great. Thanks so much. It's my first time calling in.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, welcome to the show, and it's great to have you. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller in one moment. Okay, here we go. Next caller is area code 480. First three digits are 619. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Keisha. I'm from New Mexico, and I am about to invest in an opportunity, and I was wondering, how do you feel that will pan out, or should I just, you know, concentrate on just getting a regular job?
Okay, Keisha. No, my thing is, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, I encourage that all the way, okay? Now, sometimes you have to adjust how you're going to get there, but I do encourage a person to follow their dreams. And, you know, you have to have your passion as your career. Without it, honey, you're living a 9-to-5 dead life.
I mean,
a zombie life. So at this point, I feel that what will happen for you is that it is going to work out. But I'm feeling I'm sensing something from you right now that you're a little hesitant because of the individuals you're maybe waiting on. Who are you waiting on right now? Who is it that you don't quite trust?
This person just keeps popping up in my readings, and I don't know what they want. I just want to go for it and make some money and take care of myself.
Well,
I don't know. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know why exactly they keep on coming up.
I got you. Okay. In your business dealings now, we're going to figure out who this person is because it's about time you did. Now, are you waiting on someone to write up a contract? Are you waiting on an investor? You know, this could be anybody that has to do with the building of the business.
Right now, I'm waiting to take a test for another opportunity, and that I already scheduled it, but I'm waiting to take the test. And then I have to go through some authorities in which they will see, they will either sign off on me actually getting my license or not, if that's what you're talking about.
Are you having, Okay. The test that you have to take, is there a particular person you have to go through for that test?
Yeah, the authorities, whoever they may be, and they could say yes or no.
Okay, so you don't know them yet. Okay. Maybe what we're getting here is red tape instead of a single individual. It's the authorities that you're talking about that are the problem.
Exactly.
So sometimes authorities can come up as a single individual because you look at the authorities or the government or you look at the organizations, they're viewed as one entity. They're viewed as one company, okay?
Right.
And you have to go through that company to get through all your red tape, all of your stipulations and regulations and all that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this person that keeps coming up is that authority. I want you to understand that. And so what I'm getting is don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you can do, and it's going to go a lot smoother.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right, wonderful. But I'm going to tell you what, do not give up on that dream. You have a beautiful, wonderful dream that's going to help inspire and give hope back to the world. Use it, girl. Use it. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Now, once more, if you have been taken live and on air, you're going to push the number one on your touch tone phone. This will bring you out of the queue and let us know you have already been taken on air. Once more, if you want a private reading, a more in-depth reading, okay, prices are very affordable, go over to howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. for all of your private reading needs. Our next caller today is area code 520-234. Okay.
Hello.
You are now live on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Lisa calling from Arizona. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, hey, Lisa. No problem. How you doing? It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to ask you, I changed agencies, working for a different agency now within the last couple of days. And I'm wondering how you see that working out for me.
You know, the first thing that comes to me is handbook, and it's like, throw it out the damn window. So I do apologize, but I'm just like, the spirits right now are kind of playing with me. Like, okay, just have fun with it. Allow yourself to integrate at your own pace. Don't feel like you have to go fast. Okay. You're going to do well. You're going to do great. Okay. But if you look at like, what they're saying is don't be hard on yourself. Don't like keep beating yourself up over it. Just do what you can. And as you progress, you will get better and better.
Okay.
I also feel the view of I feel like the view of you is going to be very positive. I feel like there's going to be an impact here. So I feel like this is going to be a very conducive, positive environment for you to operate from.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's so great. That is so great to hear that.
Wonderful. Well, we thank you for calling in and wish you the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, next caller today is area code 111. First three digits are 111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Dejan. I'm calling from Texas. And
Dejan? Yes,
is...
hi.
Dejan.
Oh, Dejan. Okay. Nice to meet you. Go right ahead.
I wanted to know if you see me and this other person, her name is Nikki, being in a relationship.
Okay, one moment, please. Yeah, the spirits are really, I mean, your guides right now are really informing me that there is a high chance of this turning into a relationship, but we don't see any development towards that quite yet. We feel like the communication has to get on the right page. Once that happens, it can go further, okay? So right now it's about enjoying that process, but also communication. You got to get the communication on the right track. This person, from what we are gathering, as well as yourself, but mainly them right now, they are healing from a previous situation that really took them back, really made them think, okay? And in some ways really upset them. So right now, remember, you're not quite a vibrational match, but that time is coming, okay?
Okay, so... do you think that might turn into, like, marriage? Because I think she's been talking a little bit about that.
I understand, but I'm sorry. We're only doing one question per caller. One-part questions
okay.
only. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And the reason for that today, just for everybody listening, one question per caller, one part questions only, is going to help us get to everyone in the queue. We want to give everyone an equal chance to have their question answered today. All right, next caller today is area code 585. First three digits are 673. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Jean. I'm calling from New York, and I'm calling to find out about my finances. Are they going to be improving?
Actually, the finances for you will be improving in about a week and a half. So I think that's pretty good. Mind you, what you do need right now, because I feel like there's some stuff that you really have to take care of, and it's kind of very urgent. I feel what you need is going to come in at that moment that you need it to take care of it. Okay. But then the real improvement is coming within that week and a half.
Okay, great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller today, area code 404, first three digits are 587. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Ashia, calling from Georgia. And
yes, hi, Ashia. We are here in Georgia as well. How are you doing today?
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing wonderful. What can I do for you?
excuse me. I'm sorry. I was wondering, what do you see in the future for, I've been seeing this guy. I just want to know, like, how do you feel about me? What do you see in the future? Am I wasting my time? His name is, well, I call him Rico, but his real name is Romero.
Yeah, I see the pain in your heart, hon. I'm seeing how, you know, you've been hurt in the past here, and I'm feeling like you're still healing a bit. I feel like there's still some protective walls there. As far as this individual is concerned, I feel that they have emotion towards you. They have this attraction towards you. I feel nothing but good towards you from them. Okay, I feel that this is an opportunity you might want to give a good chance at. Okay, I feel like this situation can happen on a very positive level for you. I feel that this situation came into your life because you're both healing in so many ways, but you have a lot to learn from each other. And there's a lot of potential for this relationship to be long-term and permanent.
Wow. How do I get your information since we both in Georgia?
Yeah, you can go over to my website at howpsychic.com. Also, if you have a pen and paper, I'll give you my direct phone number so that way you can call me.
Okay, great. Because everything you said was on point.
Wonderful. And I'm going to ask something you may or may not know what I'm talking about. So if you don't, I'll just go into it a little bit further. Have you cleansed or purged yourself of that old energy yet?
I've tried. I don't know if it worked, though.
Yeah, because I'm still seeing residue here. So I'm like, okay, I've got to ask you because I'm feeling like you may have tried something. But you need to get that really taken off. And I think my professional services, I could really help you with that, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay. Wonderful. When you have a pen and paper, let me know.
I lost my son. Okay, I have it. I'm ready.
You ready? Okay, the phone number is 443.
Okay.
319. 3366. 3366.
Okay.
Yeah, and I hate the last four digits of my phone number, but everybody has it, so I can't change it. If
I'm
you get what I mean. Yeah.
The 665.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, now we're going to go ahead and bring on our next caller in just a moment. Once more, if you have been brought on air already, you're going to please push the number 1 on your phone again. This will take you out of the queue to be taken live on air. So if you have already been taken live and on air, please push the number 1. This will let us know we have already let you have your question on the show today. All right, our next caller brought on momentarily. Once more, we're going to do the commercial for the website where anyone can access our service. All right. Now we want to thank everyone for listening to that. Our next caller today is area code 610. First three digits are 390. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. This is Sarah, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. How are you?
I am doing wonderful today, Sarah. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. I had a quick question concerning my present job. I had a meeting with my boss. It was yesterday, Friday.
Yes.
And among a few things, I know we always talk about how the week is going and whatnot, but it was brought up about me, you know, moving on to a different level, but I have to get a certification in, you know, whatever software we offer and then improve some, I guess, software skills. And he asked me how I feel about that and says, yes, I'm fine with that. And mm-hmm. I have no problem getting a certification and stuff. But I also presented some other ideas to get more business into the company, like doing business in Latin America. You know, there's a market there. Since they're trying to grow, he says, oh, thank you. I will pass that on to the CEO, whatever. And I also told him that I also want to be part of one of his projects that he has, that I want to be able to, you know, to do them, assist. And
mm-hmm.
he says, definitely, I would include you. So I wanted to see what you're picking up from me as far as, you know, getting a promotion or moving up or anything of that sort, if you're picking up anything about that at all.
You know what, I do see that happening for you, and I don't feel it's too far off, okay? I'm looking at about a month, like I'm getting 30 days before that happens. But in the business world, that can also be considered pretty quick. Especially with the way that the economy is for business right now. I am feeling that your efforts are going to be recognized and rewarded as they are currently being recognized. Okay? I'm feeling here that you might have to do a little bit more work, like you said, maybe a little bit more certification, okay? But it is worth it. That is what we keep hearing. It is worth it, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make sure, and I guess, you know, there'll be more money as well. So thank you.
Yes, there definitely will be. And you have a great day.
Thank you.
Come on, babe.
Okay, wonderful. Now we're going to bring on our next caller for today. Next caller is area code 347. First three digits are 463. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Tanika. I'm calling from New York, and I wanted to hear what you have to tell me about love life. I was recently dating someone named Mark who lives in Florida. He was my first when I was a teen, but for some reason we kept clashing, so we sort of stopped talking 2 weeks ago. I keep thinking of him, but we're not talking, and I'm pretty lonely.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering overall what you see from all of them.
What I'm getting for you right now, you may not like all of it, but you'll like some of it, okay? This individual, the reason why that keeps coming up is because they're still learning from the situation that happened between the two of you, okay? I'm feeling like there's still something you're learning from that situation as well, which is also not to settle for less than what you want. And you don't have to beat around the bush anymore. You really didn't have to do that in the first place. You need to come straight out with how you feel, and you need to come straight out with what you want, okay? Don't block your throat chakra. Don't hold back anymore. Allow yourself to feel responsible for you, okay? You're not responsible for how other people feel or how they're impacted by what you express to them, okay? So I feel like there is a closure happening here. There needs to be some further closure, and you might want to have that closure with them in communication later down the road. But what I am sensing for you is, as much as that was a soulmate connection, it wasn't meant to last. You are on the road in the pathway to meeting your twin flame pretty soon, which is at the end of this year, if not sooner. okay? So sometime between now and I'd say November. Now, what you're going to have with that twin flame is a very powerful dynamic, a very strong connection, one stronger than you have ever felt before with anybody. And you're going to feel that you two equalize each other in so many ways, because what you have, they don't have, and what they have, you don't have. It's kind of the way that a twin flame dynamic works. But the attraction is going to be like the best magnetism you ever did see. Okay, and right now it's about mastering yourself and no longer blocking your throat chakra and realizing you are enough, you have always been enough, and you have never been less than. So don't put yourself in that category that there's something that's wrong with you, because there's nothing wrong with you. You just have to step up and claim who you are. Okay?
Yeah, do you see me with children ever? Because I do want that too in marriage.
Everything that you want will come to you. Let me tell you this, okay? I do apologize. We're only answering one question per caller today, okay?
Yeah. Are we able to talk to you privately off air after the show or anything?
Yeah, you are able to talk to me privately if you want to hire me for a private session. Would you like to take down my phone number and get a pen and paper?
Yes, I would.
Okay, I'll wait for you.
Okay,
let me
just get
ready.
A pen. Okay. Okay, what is your number?
Okay, the phone number is 443-319-3366. You got that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back. You should have 443-319-3366. 3366.
Are you available after your show today?
I believe I am.
How do I to just call you after the show or wait off air after the show ends?
No, you can just go ahead and give me a call after the show, but hold on 1 second. I'm going to also take, if I have your permission, may I take a snapshot of the phone number you're calling on?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please. I just want to make sure that we don't have a loss here. There we go. So I got the phone number. If I don't hear from you, I'll go ahead and give you a call at the end of the show.
Okay, and I'll continue listening because I really would like to talk to you about what else you see for me.
I understand. Thank you. Have a great have a great time until we talk after the show. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. All right, we want to thank everyone for listening and tuning in to today's show. Once more, it looks like we have a few callers here in the queue, but I don't know if we have taken you on air yet or not. A few of you look like you have not been taken on air. If you have not been taken on air yet and you have not already pushed the number one on your phone today during the show, and you would like your question answered, please push the number one on your touch-tone phone. This will let me know that you want to have your question answered today on air. Thank you. Also, if you have already been taken live and on air, please push the number one on your touch-tone phone. This will bring you out of the queue for callers that need to be taken on air. All right, I'm going to try this now because we don't have anybody else. Next caller, we're going to see if we brought you on air or not. This is area code 775. First three digits are 762. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, your where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. You're great. You took my call, and I pressed number one. Out of respect for you, and I don't know why the computer
Wonderful.
Showed that I hadn't been answered, because you did answer very nicely.
No, you haven't answered, and it's technically what I get during looking at the dashboard here is there's a little icon that shows up next to the number, and usually if you guys push number one, it takes you out of the call switchboard altogether, but you didn't have that icon there, so I wasn't sure if I did take you or not. Okay.
Well, I wanted to be respectful of your request, and I definitely did push number one again, sir.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
I wish I could ask. I guess I can't ask a question, but
well,
I'll
I'm going to go ahead and let you, because this is my mistake, I'm going to go ahead and let you ask another one.
I love you. Adam, I have a card. It looks like a credit card. It's in a little white, tiny envelope about the size of a credit card, and it's for food.
Yeah, have you checked the bed?
I cannot find it. It's where?
Have you checked by your bed or underneath your bed?
Yes, you are an amazing psychic, sir. I think that's exactly where it is. But will I find it today or tomorrow at the latest?
I believe you should. I know you're kind of frantic right now because you got something to use that for that really is kind of time sensitive. You said it's in a white envelope?
Yeah, it's like a regular credit card, but it's for food. And there's a little white envelope, you know, over the top of it.
Okay.
I split it in the little white envelope.
Yeah. Look in the bedroom. If not, look in the – I don't know why, but I keep seeing the kitchen or where food is prepared. Okay? So I'm getting two different places. The first place I got was by the bed, underneath the box spring and mattress somehow, but it's there.
Okay.
Look behind the nightstand if you have to. Look under the nightstand. I'm seeing that area first thing.
I have a pile of pillows to the left of my bed. I don't know if it's still there, but I will take your advice on that.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, and you are incredible. You're a wonderful psychic item. God bless you.
You as well. Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love and light.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right, once more, if we have brought you live and on air, we're going to ask you to just make sure you push that number one on your phone, okay? Now, let me see here for a moment. Give me one moment. In the meantime, here's an advertisement for the website where you can get our services. Everyone. Now, we're going to go ahead and try another number here. I don't know if we've taken you on air or not, so please let us know if we have when I bring you on air. This is going to be area code, I believe. Hold on one moment. I got to see this better. Okay, this is going to be area code 480. First three digits are 619. Trying to bring you on air right now. Okay. Hello, caller. Have we brought you on air yet today? Hello, caller, by area code 480-619. You are live and on air. Have we brought you on air today? Okay. I think this one's just listening in. Okay, many blessings. All right, well, I believe we have touched bases with all of our customers and callers today. We want to wish you all a great and wonderful evening, and namaste, and love and light. Many blessings to you all. We're going to go ahead and end the show now, but please don't forget to check out our website for all of your private service needs, as well as if you would like to call in to have a private reading. The phone number for that is 443-319-3366. Both the link to the website at howpsychic.com and the phone number for private readings are available through the show's description page. So check that out in the show's description page. Once more, namaste, love, light, and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all Namaste love and healing.